I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Dice game.
Welcome back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is radio.com sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins. Insider calls are brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. He's here now. Big Perk, what's up, man?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, everything is good here in Memphis, as you can tell. 7 in a row for the Memphis Grizzlies. How about that?
Man, y'all rocking and rolling, man. I knew y'all was going to be good, but I didn't know it was going to be this so.
See, we figured they'd have a pick of Wiseman or Anthony when this all started, right? That this team was too young to be this good this early. You thought it would be this good?
Man, to be honest, I really didn't know. I was like, man, I know they had a bright future, but I'm telling you, man, this kid, Ja Morant, is one of a kind, and this guy is a generational talent. And I think I might have said this on air with you guys, man. He's something special. And then I didn't know Dylan Brooks was this good.
You know, we'll start with Ja, sort of work our way down. There was a play on Friday night where I don't think I've ever seen this happen in an NBA game. He comes off the floor like he's about to dunk on somebody, and then in midair decides he's going to pass out of it. Does it behind his back. Now, Jaren can't finish, so the world probably didn't see this play, right, because Jaren didn't finish. But if you're watching this game, you saw that. I mean, the ability to change what he's going to do in midair. Have you ever seen that in an NBA game?
No, I haven't. It's a lot of things that you watch out of Ja Morant that we haven't seen. You know, I think I heard the comparison of Patrick Mahomes, and when – it's not really, like, nothing to laugh about because it's really serious. Like, if you watch this kid, like, that was a highlight, right? And I haven't seen – like I said, to me, this kid is a Russell Westbrook, Kyrie Irving, and Rajon Rondo all mixed in one. And when you watch his IQ, like, I just watch him every play down. I'm watching him talk and direct the defense. And I'm like, how do you know this as a rookie? Like – and he's in the right position. He's talking guys to their spots. We already know what he's going to do on the other end, like how he controls the offense and make guys better. But his maturity level is crazy. And he don't give a damn. He's not scared of nobody.
Mm-hmm. Park, you nailed it. It's as much. Do you remember any rookie guards as cerebral? Because we know he's got the athleticism. He'll dunk on you. But to your point, he's so mature and cerebral, he's making winning plays, too, the right decisions. Do you remember, is there a young guard, maybe a rookie that came in, you know, that mature that you'd compare him to from a mind standpoint?
No, I wouldn't say a guard. The only guy that was that mature when they came in was LeBron that I've seen as a rookie. I mean, it's nobody else. I haven't seen a guy like this mature. Man, listen. He got the Memphis Grizzlies in the 8th spot. In my opinion, this kid should really be in the All-Star game. If Memphis keep this up, and by the time the votes are all said and done, and Memphis is in the 8th spot, there's no way that this kid shouldn't be a reserve in the All-Star game.
That's
just my opinion.
No, I'm with you. And we saw the tweet, and we saw that you got him as a top-5 point guard right now. And if he keeps making a case like he's doing every night, maybe he does get there. Dylan Brooks, did you know about him before this year? Is it the fact that he scored, you know, they're 13-0 when he scores 20 or more. Tell us what you like about Dylan Brooks, the light-skinned brother.
Yeah, well, look, light-skinned brother over there with the good hair, man.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Telling you, listen, he's shooting that pill. Not only is he doing that, he make tough shots, he's able to – I'm more impressed with his defense and his relentlessness. Like, he got a tenacity about him. Like he's not backing down. When I watched him play against the Rockets, he took on the challenge of actually guarding James Harden. Like he was taking on the challenge, and I was like, wow, this guy playing both ends of the floor, and he played with a passion that's unbelievable. But you know what? I got to see a little bit more.
Sure.
But I'm starting to – I'm about to label him as a bucket getter because that guy be getting buckets, man.
We did at Oregon. Yep.
We are, of course, talking to Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Kendrick Perkins here on the show. Insider Calls always brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Hey, Kendrick, while we're on the subject of Cavs-Grizz from Friday, on the other side of that game was John Beilein, who was in the headlines a couple of weeks back because his players thought, or maybe he actually said the word thugs while going over film. In one session, one day. I'm asking you to ask, have you ever had a coach get sideways with your team like that? Have you ever had a moment where maybe the coach got out of line?
Well, not really. I mean, I don't know what's out of line too much. Like, in my opinion, I didn't think that was too harsh. Like, I thought, you know, he already kind of, from the reports that I was hearing, guys wasn't really feeling them. Did that help the situation? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. But, you know, I always said in my opinion that he really wasn't, in my opinion, I always questioned that hire particularly because it was like, okay, you rebuild him, but you go out and hire a 67-year-old John Beilein. It really didn't make sense. But, you know, I didn't have some harsh coaches that really speak their mind. I'm telling you, man, Doc Rivers don't give a damn. He'll get on you. But, you know, he loves you. See, that's the thing, though. You can respect it from a coach that, you know, really got your back and really just going at you to make you a better player and a better person. But see, John Beilein never established that from the jump. He didn't really establish getting to know a player and adjusting to a player. He came in already with this set mindset that how he was going to do things and that guys were going to fall in line. And you can't do that in today's game because you'll find yourself without a job, man, and losing the locker room.
I was going to ask, how hard is it for a first-time NBA head coach, you know, like John Beilein, to walk into a locker room and, you know, and command the respect of guys? Like how difficult is that, you know, when guys are in that situation?
Well, it's extremely hard because, listen, you're coming in, man, you're coaching guys that are making $30 to $40 million a year. And you have to find, listen, if the great Greg Popovich could do it, anybody could do it. And he had to come out publicly and say, hey, I got to adjust my game to, I got to adjust the way I coach to LaMarcus Aldridge because, you know, he's not Tim Duncan and he's different and that's on me. I got to make the adjustment. It came out. So if Greg Pop could do it, John Beilein needed, you know what I'm saying, take notes to that. But it's extremely hard, man, because you don't understand as a coach, man, this really is becoming a player's league. So you got to be careful on how you approach things as a first. You know, and my tips to any first-time NBA head coach, man, is to reach out to people. You know what I'm saying? Former coaches, coaches that are in the league and get advice. Because if you come in with that, it's my way mentality, 9 times out of 10, it ain't going to work.
Grizzlies have got, obviously, the Pelicans today in the MLK game. Can Brandon Ingram be a cornerstone, Perk? He's averaging 25. He's got them. If they're slick playing well, have won 9 of 13. What do you think about Brandon Ingram and sort of his future with that franchise?
I love Brandon Ingram. As a scorer, I love him. I think he's a KD, but not so smooth. So he's not actually on KD level, but he's a little under KD for us, how he can get a bucket. You know, my good friends, Rajon Rondo, you know, LeBron, they used to tell me, like, man, B.I. got game. And I was like, what? They was like, man, he got game. I was like, for real? He was like, yeah, man, I'm telling you. Just wait, let him get loose. I'm telling you, he got work, and he really do. This guy could get buckets. Like, when you know, you could see, a guy may have a period of time where he's doing that over 4 or 5 games. But when you see a guy actually doing that over, you know, he started doing it for a whole half a season, 41 games. After a while, you got to become a believer because it's not just a guy that's just out there just, you know, this ain't a fluke. This the real deal. And the way B.I. doing it in clutch moments, hey, I got to give him his props. I like him.
I like him a lot. I like the way that team's playing too, Perk. And if you put a healthy Zion with them, like it feels like they're about to get here shortly, what is that a team that's battling for an 8 spot? Is it a team that sort of stays where it is? With the way they're playing, add the healthy Zion, what do you think of the Pelicans?
I like them, man. I like them a lot. I don't know if they get in the eighth spot, but I know they're going to be right there. I think, you know, Zion only makes them better. And for what I saw in the preseason, Coach Gentry moved Zion to the five and had him really pick and roll into the basket, which give you that live threat. See, when you have that live threat at the rim, it opens up so many things for you as far as offensively. Open shots for J.J. Redick, you know, Brandon Ingram with no hand, because you got to put so much emphasis on the role guys. So people don't understand, like, that live threat is a real important position in today's game, especially offensively. When you look at the game, and 80% of it is ran by pick and roll. So that live threat, that guy rolling down the middle, the way he's able to suck in the defense, man, I'm telling you, it's crucial. And I think with Zion being back, or should I say Zion, like your boy did, but now when Zion gets back, man, I'm telling you, man, the Pelicans, they're going to be right there in the mix with Memphis. But I'm excited for the young kid, too. I'm excited to see him play, man. I'm happy he's coming back this year.
Me too.
Perk, do you think there's a big market for Andre Iguodala out there?
I do. I don't know if it's going to come within a trade, but I know one thing. If he was in Memphis and him was to come to a contract or buyout or whatever, I know a lot of teams that would be begging over Andre Iguodala right now. For real. I'm talking about they're waiting on it. Now, will something happen for us with him getting traded? I don't know. That's a good question, but if I'm Iggy right now, I might be thinking about coming back, man. I might think about, hey, man, let me look at this young Memphis team real quick.
Yeah, it's better than he thought it was going to be, right? I mean, he didn't think they were going to be in the playoff race, and here they. I mean, they're one piece away. A lot of people. I'm not saying he's the piece, but like he'd help.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if it'll be the wise move for him to come back because I don't know how guys would embrace him. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like they might already feel some type of way about Iggy in their locker room. I don't know. I'm just saying you never know. Like they'll be like, nah, you can stay over there, man. You remember you didn't want to play with us anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Perk, what'd you think about Wiseman? I don't know if you saw it, but it made national news. I'm pretty sure you did. James Wiseman leaving Memphis. You think it was a smart move to go ahead and focus on the draft, forget the games? I mean, we saw Zion get better last year at Duke, Perk.
I know he did get better, but, you know, at the end of the day, Zion wasn't really going through all this. I just thought, like, hey, man, you know, just to kill all the headaches and all this, because every day was this kid having to go through this drama, man, unnecessary drama, in my opinion. And he had to go through this drama, and they're asking his kids to pay back money, man. And obviously, if he did borrow the money or took the money from a family member, he must have needed it or his family needed it. So what makes you think he got it to give back right now? And, I mean, just like, man, get off the kid back. So to me, to relieve pressure and stress from the kid and his family, I think he made the right move by saying, you know what, forget this college stuff, man. I'm just about to go to the league. Yeah. I think that was the right move for him to make.
We are, of course, talking to Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Kendrick Perkins here on the show. Insider Calls brought to you by the new gas-powered spinner for Mercedes-Benz Vans. And I'd be remiss if we let you get out of here, Perk, if I didn't ask you about KD. Like, are y'all cool? Is there, like, a respect level? Like, where is that today?
Man, look, hey, where is that today is, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, that's just where it's at with me and KD, man. I mean, you know, my whole thing with Kevin is that, you know, he had my phone number. So if he felt some type of way about anything that I said about Russell Westbrook, he could have dialed my number, and I could have told him, hey, man, it wasn't like that, which it wasn't, man. You know, my whole thing was that I was praising Russell Westbrook on his day. You know what I mean? Like, it was his day. You know, I was asked the question, where do, you know, he rank as the all-time Thunder and all this? And it was my opinion, and it's still my opinion, and that's, you know, that's just what I go by. Now, is he a better player than Kevin Durant? No, I'm not saying that at all. But when you talk about Mr. Thunder, I mean, you were, you know, KD, you left. This dude chose to stay. He leads the organization in every statistical category with 138 triple-doubles. You know, he is Mr. Thunder. But My thing is, when you go at me on social media and you call yourself attacking me, I keep my AR with a 100-round drum clip. I'm ready. I got bullets for days, and I'm not tripping, man. I could go to sleep at night knowing that I'm cool with who I was as a player and what I did in my 14-year career. I lay down comfortably every night with no regret. So, you know, at the end of the day, man, you know, it is what it is for us with me and Kevin.
No doubt. Well,
much respect.
Absolutely. Hey, Park, man, we appreciate
Thank
the
you,
time
Park.
As always, man. Thank you for this.
Hey, thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Pleasure.
He is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Kendrick Perkins here on the show. Insider Calls always brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.